Okay, so we're on top set tonight, right? Yeah, co-op, like Joseph's co-op. So Michael Frank would say something like that. So well, I'll go back four lines from the top, okay? Kaf Kamar Aleph 28a, four lines from the top. So Elamah Rava, so Simanim Doraita. So Rava says that Simanim are Minat Torah. We discussed this last night. It means the right to identify something with through Simanim is a Din Torah. That the lost item will be with you until your brother seeks it out. He says, what I think, in other words, I don't know who the person who lost it is. So how am I supposed to even, entertain the possibility of returning something to somebody till he seeks it out? Ella darshei ramayhu. So he says you have to investigate whether the claimant is right. Is he honest or is not honest? So lab is simanim. So is it not through simanim that he's going to give simanim? But I have to investigate. Is he an honest person? So shmamina. So from here we can deduce that simanim are deraisa. So Amar Rava said. And now we said, and we mentioned yesterday that the Gemara had brought this up before, and the Gemara had deflected that proof and said that maybe it's talking about check the Edom whether they're honest or not. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava and Timsi Lomar Simanim Doraisa. So Rava says, if you'll conclude that Simanim Doraisa, but before he can complete the sentence, the Gemara interjects, he says, Im Timsi Lomar, Hapashalei Simanim Doraisa. What do you mean if you conclude? He just concluded that Simanim are Doraisa. What do you mean if you conclude? Mishum De'ikhlameimar Kedushanim. The Gemara says you could argue the other way, like we had said before, that in yesterday's Gemara, it mentions about the possibility of was saying with Edim. So, but assuming that simanim are deraita, so then simanim is simanim yaniach. So, if I have two claimants, in other words, I found a fur coat, and two women come up to claim the fur coat, Rachel and Leah, each giving simanim, so then I can't give it to either one, yaniach. I have to keep it until Eliyahu Navi shows up. He says, simanim ve'edim, let's say one person comes forward with simanim, and the other person brings edim that is hers. He says, attain the Bala Edom. Edom trumps Simanim. So even though we're saying that Simanim are Doraisa, but notwithstanding that, the proof of Edom is greater than Simanim. Simanim b'Simanim b'Edachad. Let's say one person produces Simanim. On one side, I have Simanim. On the other side, I have Simanim and a witness. So when it was, let's say Reuben comes and he gives Simanim. Shimon comes, he gives Simanim, and he brings a witness that it's his item. So Eid Echad command delay to Dami v'yaniach. So the Gemara says one aid is not doesn't add up to anything, so you have to still leave the chafza, Achiavol. Yeah, although well, one of the Rishonim wants to say that with the Eid Echad, the other side should take a shvuah. Says now Eid Ariga of Eid Nefila. Let's say I have witnesses. One person brings witnesses that they wove the garment. They wove it. The eight ain't a few. Then other witnesses come and say it fell from. In other words, Reuven brings witnesses that he, Reuven, wove the garment. And then Shimon brings witnesses that the garment fell from Shimon. So here the Gemara says we would award the garment to the one who had dropped it. The In other words, we could say that Reuven sold it, and so it fell from somebody else. The fact that Reuven, brings evidence that he wove it doesn't mean that he was the one who lost it. He could have transferred title to it. We're on second wide line on Chaf Ched Mon Aleph, okay? So Mita Oracle, Mita Rachbo, let's say one person, he gives a siman, he knows the length of the garment. And the other brings width, has the evidence, Mita Rachbo, he knows the width of the garment. See, so Natan Mita Oracle, you give it to the one who gave the length of the garment. Mita Rachbo, Shira Kamishar Law, it was as possible, in other words, if you imagine like a talis, like the way we have talisim, so the width of a talis, I could look at somebody who's wearing a talis and I could see the width more easily and estimate the width. The length is more knowable, in other words, if I see somebody wearing it, I could estimate what the width is. I can't easily, identify what the length is. You have a long thing, the head, the whole thing. So. So one person gives the seam of the width, another person gives the length. Meet Orco. Meet at Rachbo, right, meet at Rachbo, Shira Kamishara, Law Kamachase, Law Mara, Bakoi. Because we assume that the one who gave the wit, it was just like he was evaluating when he saw the person wearing it. Umidir orko lomishtar lo, and you can't estimate the length. Umidir orko, umidir rachbo, umidir gamav. Let's say one person gives the width, the length, and the width, and another person gives umidir gamav. Gamav is from the Greek letter gamma. Gamma is like a what do you call those things? Like you throw a boomerang, right? So it's like an L, like an L, but like flipped over on its side. The Greek letter gamma. So it looks a little bit like a boomerang, I think. Anyway, so gamma is from gamma. So if one person gives meter orko meter rakbo, he knows the width and the length, and the other one knows the width and the length added together. He says, you know, ten the meter orko rakbo. Give it to the one who knows the width and he knows the length separately. Meter arko, meter rachbo, meter mishlotav. Let's say one person has the length, the width, and the other person knows the weight of the garment. He says, you know, tain lemita mishlotav. The weight, that's something very unique. So you give it to the person with the weight. Now, hu omer siman. Now we're switching over. Hu omer simani haget. Let's say a get was found, and both the husband and the wife are claiming, you
There.
know, the sirs. So the wife is claiming, I received the get, and that has a whole halakhic implication on the marriage, but to write to Ksuba and things like that. And the husband says, no, I never gave it to her, and I dropped it. We're on the Chaf Chedem and Aleph around the 6-wide line, okay? So, Hu Omer Simani Aget. The man gives the Simanim for the get, but he Omer Simani Aget. And the woman also gives Simanim for the get. You know, Tain Law, we would award it to the woman. He says, B'mai, in other words, in other words, he would give it to her because how would she possibly know the simanim of the get unless he'd given her the get already? In other words, he knows the get, but if she, in other words, if she knows the simanim of the get, so the Gemara says, "B'mai ilayim be'ed arko v'rachbo." If we're talking about length and width, maybe she only saw the husband in possession of the get. Ella nekev yesh bo tzadot ploni. And the case is, she says there was a hole near this letter in the cloth. Or in the not the clock, in the paper. So, right, that's giving a siman muvhak, but and there was the only way we think she would possibly know that if she had received it. So then we're going to give the get to her. Hu omer simani achod, v'hi omer simani achod. If, and we're going to identify what these simanim are. In other words, there's a chod that's like tying up the get. So she gives simanim for the chod, and he gives simanim for the chod. You know, tain law. We're going to give the get to her. B'mai, ilim b'chibra. If we're going to say whether it's white or red, maybe it doesn't mean that he gave it to her. Maybe she observed him with it. Ella means that orko means that she knows the length of the chut. So that's something very unique distinction. What? Right. In other words, right. In other words, like let's say the slave was tied with a cord, and she knows how long that cord is. That's a pretty good siman. He says. Hu omer b'chafisa, he says that the get was found in like a leather pouch. Hu omer b'chafisa, and she says it was in a leather pouch. Yinatein lo, then we give it to him. Maitaima made a yada the choma de itla didle b'chafisa hudmanakle. In other words, it could be she knows the husband and she knows from his habit that he puts everything in his leather pouch. So it doesn't mean that she was served with the get. In other words, so they says, oh, it was in a leather pouch and you found it. That could be that's not a mukhrak that is hers. Okay, so let's just summarize what we did and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So the first thing is we had a whole, you know, shachavatari, whether simanim or deraisa or derabanan, and Rava concluded that simanim are deraisa from the Torah. Torah enables us to recognize things with simanim. And we said the nafkamina is that if you lose a get and give simanim, even siman not muvhak, you can return it if simanim are d'oraisa. That's the way Rava takes it. Then the Gemara said that if I say that once I say simanim are d'oraisa, notwithstanding that, if one person has simanim, the other person has edim. So they're both on a derice level, but Adim trumped the Simanim. That's the key. Simanim is Simanim, so that's like, you know, equal. So let's see, hey, Munach. But if one person has Adim, then it says the other person has Simanim, so the Adim will trump the Simanim. And then we had the whole stick of Torah with the get. Okay, who's got questions, comments,
Each
thoughts? Anyway.
pasuk in the Torah indicates about the simony.
Yeah, you should have been here yesterday. So it's not Muchrach. But the Gemara has the Gemara thinks even if you came to today's daf on time, you always say, okay, so if you look 5 lines from the top of today's daf, says Vayayim Chadrosha said the lost item will be with you until your brother seeks it out. So what is it? So what I think to give it, I don't
It is money.
I found something and I don't know whose it is. So would I give it to him? In other words, how could I give it to him before he seeks it out? I don't know who the claimant is. El Darshin Ramai Hu Oin Ramai. So with the Torah saying you have to investigate the claimant whether he's honest or dishonest, and must be that the claimant is producing simanim. Okay, that's one proof. Okay. Now, okay, I'm going to go further unless anybody has any questions, comments, or thoughts. Everybody good? Everybody good in Zoom land? Okay, let's get what are you good to go? Nice to see Ruth. You're happy? Okay, now, okay, I like happy people. All right, now, okay, now over 10 lines down on Chav Chet Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. Okay, so Ma'anitin, Ba'amatai so we said there's a Chiyuv of Hafraza. The person who finds something has to publicize it. How long does he have to keep doing that? Until the neighbors know about it, according to Remeir. So we don't know what this means yet. The Gemara is going to explain that the people in the neighborhood where he found it, in other words, he publicizes it according to Remeir, so the people in that neighborhood, know about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosh Regalim, Bachar Regel HaAchron Shiva Yamim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to publicize it for 3 regalim, in other words, whatever the 3 regalim would be, and after the last regal for an additional 7 days. So that the claimant or the one who lost the item, in other words, he hears that somebody's making a chraza about a lost item. We'll see what the chraza is. So that person can go home, check and see if he's missing it, then come back to where the person is announcing it, and then claim it from that person. So he figures 3 days is enough to make it home, and 3 days back to Yerushalayim. That's what he's saying. And one day to put the claim in. Okay, that's we'll see. We'll see. We'll get more into this tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. What's up?
Who are these people?
Wait, one second. What's up? Yeah. Then you get to keep it. Then you keep it. Okay. What's up, Daniel? Daniel? Daniel?
Yes, hi. I'm so sorry. It was supposed to be on mute. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go further. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tana Tana Braisa, Shcheinei Aveda. So the Braisa is commenting in our Mishnah. It says, within Reb Meir, Chayav L'Hachriz HaKadosh Bo Shcheinav, so the Braisa says it means Shcheinei Aveda, the neighbors of the lost item. So my Shcheinei Aveda, what does Shcheinei Aveda mean? Elaim Shcheinim Debaal Aveda, if it means the neighbors of the one who lost the item, so how do I know that? In other words, I'm publicizing this thing. So the mayor is saying that I publicize it to the neighbors of the one who lost it know about it. But if I know who lost it, then I'll go and return it to him. It means the shchenim, the people in the neighborhood where I found it. I found a diamond ring, whatever it was. So the people in that neighborhood know that I found the item. All right, now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kulei, Rabbi Yehuda says that you do 3 regalim. So it means it's like, and then if last regal, you have an additional 7 days, you have to hang out. There's a lot of work if you found the chepta. You got to keep going. In other words, you're assuming you're going to Yerushalayim for the regalim, and everybody's going to Yerushalayim. Then you go back and bring the chepta with us. It's a mink stole or whatever it is, and bring it back right back. And last time around, I got to stick around Yerushalayim for another week. So he says here, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Chulei Uraminu. So we pose a contradiction between our Mishnah and the following Mishnah Masechet Tanit. He says, Shamim. So the Tana Kama says that we begin Talamatar on the Gimel Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel Mir B'Shivabo. Gamliel says, no, we begin with Talamatar on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Chamishrasra Yom Acharchag, 15 days after Sukkot. Deishigi Achron Shavirsil and Har Prat. The last Jew will have enough time to get home. So that Mishnah seems to say it takes at least 15 days for the most distant Jew to get home after the regel. And yet in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says 3 days to get home and 3 days to get back. So is it 15 days or 3 days? A little bit of a steer here. So Amar Rav Yosef lo kashrus, there's no kashrus in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Masechet Tanit. Kam b'Mikdash Rishon, kam b'Mikdash Sheni. One Mishnah is talking about the first base of Mikdash, and we'll see the Gemara is going to go back and forth with that. And one is talking about the second base of Mikdash. The Mikdash Rishon, the Nefesh Yisrael Tuva, At the first Beis HaMikdash, the population was very great. The Chtibahu, it says in the Pasuk, Yehuda Yisrael Rabim Kechol Asher LaRov, that Yehuda and Yisrael were numerous like sand on the sea. So Ba'inan Kulei Hai. So everybody's spread out, big population. So you need 15 days to get to the edge of where everybody lives. Mikdash Sheni, Lo Nefisha Yisrael Tuva. So according to the way we're heading, we think that the Mishnah Masechet Tanit is talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, and our Mishnah we think is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash Sheni, Lo Nefisha Yisrael Tuva, there weren't so many people who came back from Babel. The Chtibah, who the Pasuk in Ezra says, Kol HaKahal Ke'echad, the entire settlement, the entire Yishuv, was Arba Ribo Alafim, 80,000, Shloshmeo 300, Vishishim. I didn't say right, 40,000. 40,360. So in the time of Bayit Sheni, so the whole Jewish community, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, was 40,360. I think, I think the 40,360. I think here in Great Neck, the total population may be like 40,000. So it's not necessarily, I mean, a lot of Jews here, but not, but I think the total gross population, I think, is 40,000. So here, so low being and pretty high. So you don't need, to travel 15 days to get to the end of the where everybody's living. 3 days does it. That's what the Gemara thinks. That's what Rav Yosef suggests. So Amar Li Abayi. So Abayi says to Rav Yosef, "V'aktiv v'yishua konim v'alavim v'gomer v'mashorim v'ashorim v'chol yisro ba'areihem." The pasuk says in Nehemiah, the konim and levim dwelt there, and the mashorim, like levim, the singers and gatekeepers, v'chol yisro ba'areihem, everybody in their cities, meaning that everybody in the Hakeinami, I mean, the population may have been less, but the population occupied the same, geographical area that it had during Bayit Rishon. That's what the pasuk is saying. So we said that there was a big population during the Bayit Rishon. So it took 15 days to get to the end of where everybody's living, and the second Bayit, a smaller population. But the pasuk says they're Ba'areihem, that they're in the original city. So then the geographical area would be just as large. It came to Hachihu. So, that being the case, Abai says, so look, you're right, it's interesting, Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, but just the opposite of what you, Rabbi Yosef, suggested. You said the Mikdash Rishon in a long distance and the Mikdash Sheni not, but there's really everybody's occupying the same area. But he says, Mikdash Rishon, the base Mikdash, there's a lot of Jews, the Mitzvah Alma. In other words, everybody gets together with a chabura. I don't travel by myself. I find a group of people to travel with. So caravans leaving by day and by night. So it's like the trains, like the subway. The subways are leaving every 5 minutes. So if I want to get home, I gotta travel so I can go chick chock. He says, "Lo ba'in and kuli hai b'sagi yoma." So during the first Beis HaMikdash, he Abayi posits, I only need 3 days to get back home because the Shai Road always going. Mikdash Sheni, Lo Nefisha Yisrael Tuva, in the second Beis HaMikdash, where there weren't so many Jews, Lo Mitzvah Alma, there weren't so many Chaburot to get together, Lo Mishtachai Sheyar, to the Azli Bimavim, you can't find caravans going by day and by night, but Inan Kulihai, you need much more time to get home. So let's go slowly with this. So again, we have a stira between our Mishnah and Mishnah Masechet. One says that it takes 15 days to get to the end of the Yishuv, and the other says 3 days. So initially we thought 15 days we thought is Mikdash Rishon, and 3 days we thought is Mikdash Sheni. But then Abaye pokes holes in that. So Abaye says, no, it means that during the time of the Mikdash Rishon, there were a lot more people. I only need 3 days to get to the borders of Eretz Yisrael because there's caravans. But during the time of the Sheni, where it was less populated, so until I get like a group of people to travel where I need to go, like the bus leaves, so I need 15 days to get home and 15 days to get back. All right, so 15 days would be during Bayit Sheni is the way that Abaye wants to say. So according to that, this mission would be related to the first Beis HaMikdash. Remember our agreement. Remember our agreement. You know, say you're doing good. Wait a few more lines, okay? So now, the Gemara says 6 lines from the bottom. Rava Amar, Lo Shnei Mikdash Rishon, Lo Shnei Mikdash Sheni. So Rava says it doesn't make a difference when the first Beis HaMikdash is the second Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Baal HaVeda we're forcing him to stick around for 7 days. In other words, he's got to, in other words, he can't do his regular work. He can't do what he wants to do. He's trying to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So he's sticking around after Yontif for 7 days, which is like a whole tircha. He wants to go home, maybe take care of the farm, do whatever he needs to do. So Chazal, we're not mechayiv him to stick. In other words, he did three regalim, and now he's doing a little bit more, but 7 days, that's it. It's not related to getting home and not getting home. So we're going to give it 7 days. It's the only thing we're mechayiv with you for. Okay, so, all right, what do you want to say?
Two questions. Number one, during first Mikdash, Jews were not living in Babel. My question number
Wait,
one.
let's answer number one. We're not talking about Babel. We're talking.
Says until getting to Frat.
No, that means that's the borders of Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
That's the edge of
From
Eretz Yisrael.
Yerushalayim to other
In
side
other
of
words,
it.
that's how far Eretz Yisrael extended. The Yishuv of Eretz
But Frat is in Babel.
Yisrael. Well, you're calling it Babel. It means the Euphrates, but it means like in Syria, like the headwaters of the Euphrates reach out to Syria. Okay, next question.
Didn't we establish already that if the lost item was lost in a metropolitan city like Manhattan, even if all the residents are Jewish, automatically it gives up hope?
No, but
Okay.
that was Reb Shimon Elazar had a statement. We weren't clear. We weren't clear whether Reb Shimon Elazar only says it with Goyim or he holds it even with Jews. But you're right. So you're saying, how would the Shtimois with Reb Shimon Elazar, assuming Reb Shimon Elazar holds that if it's even as if it's Reuben Yisrael, yeah. The only thing is though that assumes that the person lost it. Like in other words, he's talking about he found it in like a metropolitan area. Doesn't mean the person found it in a metropolitan area. It's just doing hakbraza. In other words, it could be if you want to put them both together, assuming that Reb Shimon Lazar does hold by Reuben Yisrael, but that doesn't mean every place has that din. In other words, I find it in that room, but I still have a chiv hakbraza. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, now. All right, so we're 6 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay, we're 6 lines from the bottom of Chofetz Ben Aleph. Amar Ravina, Shmamina. Now, there's going to be a question on Amud Beis when a person makes hachraza, does he get up and say, "I found something," or does he f say, "I found a jacket," and then you come up and give siman? Right, how's hachraza? So, Amar Ravina, Shmamina. Ravina wants to say, from our Gemara, you deduce he makris glima makris. It must be that when a person makes hachraza, he announces the item that he lost. Because if you assume he just says, "I found an Aveda," and he doesn't identify what the Aveda was, we have to give the person even more time. In other words, the Mishnah says, "I'm going to give 7 days, 3 days to get home," though we had questions whether everybody gets home at that time. But the idea is 3 days to get home, and then you hustle back. So if we announce, let's say, "I found, a jacket," so the person goes home, looks in the closet,
A jacket
see if
missing.
any jackets are missing, if nothing good, otherwise he rushes back to Yerushalayim. But if I'm not even saying what I found, then I have to check everything I have. He says, "Ela shmaminah, gleima machri is shmaminah." So you want to say that's a proof to the tzad that you announced the item that you lost. So Rava Amar, Apilu Tema Aveda Tamachris, Rava says, no, it could be that the person just says, "I found an Aveda." The Talmud weren't mechayiv a person again to stick around forever. In other words, 7 days is all we're giving it. That's the way we're doing it. Okay, now, 2 lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, Regel Rishon Omer, Regel Rishon. So the person found the item. Let's say it's something code or whatever it is. So the first Regel, he says, "I'm announcing this, whatever it's, whether I found something or I found a lost piece of clothing." But he says, "And this is the first Regel I'm announcing." Regel Sheni, Omer Regel Sheni. Second Regel, he says, "And this is the second Regel I'm announcing it." Regel Shlishi, Omer Sam. Regel Shlishi just says, "I found something." It doesn't say which number it is. So that's the end of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, "V'yamayin lema Regel Shlishi." Why didn't he say Regel Shlishi? Isn't it clearer? He says, "The lo ati lichlufi b'sheni." In other words, if I say a number, sometimes people get confused with a number.
Right here's the
He
first
might
half.
he in other words, like if I say Shlishi, I thought he said Sheni, so I figure I have another yontif to go. So he's not going to say anything. So the Gemara says Sheni Nami. So, but the second one also Akilah Klufi Rishon. maybe Shani, I think he said Rishon, then I'll mess up with the regalim. Haka'ati regal shlishi. So there's still another regal to do it. But if by shlishi is the last call, and if I misunderstand that or mishear shlishi, then I'm in gahak tzuris. Okay, let me just do it to the Mishnah, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the second line on Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan Rishona Kol Mishmat Tzaveda Yamach Rizalei Shoshav Regalim, Regal Akol and Shivat Yamim, Nishilei Shoshav Yasur. So the Bryce says initially, whoever found an Aveda would announce it over the course of three regalim, and then the last regal he'd announce it, and then wait 7 days to give time to get home and get back. And v'yachmiz yom echad, there's different ways to learn the pshat, but one way to say that the claimant will have a time to say, I'm the one who lost it. That's like, but I'm saying even within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a question: what does it mean v'yachmiz yom echad? Is Yachri the claimant or the one who found it? But the way that the, I think, the, so we're, I'm going with claimant. Once the base has been destroyed and should be rebuilt quickly in our days, in other words, now everybody's not making Aliyah the Regel. In other words, in time base, they're making Aliyah the Regel. Now there's no more Aliyah the Regel. So, they said, you'll announce it, the shul, Beis Medrash. Anasim, they said the people who were confiscating property, which the Gemara will clarify in a minute. So they made the enactment that you notify, now the Shechinim, Mudav, or the people you know, Shechinav, they said it could be, there's different pshatim, but you could say the shechinim of the place that you found the item. In other words, right, that could be the pshat. He says, well, I think someone has said, like, the question is, does it mean the shechinim of the person, the finder, or does it mean the shechinim of the location where you found the chetzah? He says, v'dayo, and that's enough. So that's the end of the b'raisa. My misha rabu anasim, what does it mean, the anasim, like the confiscators increase, what is that all about? So the amri, Aveda Talamalka. People say any lost item belongs to the king, so we're seizing it. If you found something, it's going to the king, so we don't want to give it to the king. So Rabbi Ami, Ashkach Udyadinrei, Rabbi Ami found this kli that was found with filled with gold dinarim. Chazehu Barnash to Kamirta. So another person observed him, and we have Barnash, a person, but another nusach you see on the side is Bar Roma, he's a Roman. He saw it, that the Rabbi Ami was trembling. And Rabbi Ami is in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Leh, Zilch Kol HaNafshach. He says, go keep it for yourself. La Parsayanan to Amri Avedet Lamach. We're not the Persians. In other words, those Persians, right, the Persians, in other words, remember, I told you like there was a little bit of tug and war between the Romans and the Parthians, they called them, the ancient Persians. So, who controlled which area at each time? So, as far as I know, Eretz was always under Roman rule, but Babylonian went back and forth between Rome and Parthia. Jerobami is in Eretz, but I guess but he's saying, don't worry, we're not like the Persians are the ones who see things. We don't see things. Now, Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, so, Eben Toein Haitabi Yerushalayim. It was an Eben Toein, a claimant's rock. He says, yeah, right. So, the Mishnah Masechet Tanis calls it Evan Toim. Evan Toim would be like who the stone of strayers. In other words, the things that have strayed away. In other words, like the lost item. But Evan Toim would be the claimant's rock. But either way, he says, Kol Misha Avdlu Aveda, if you lost something, Nif L'Sham, you go there. But Kol Misha Motzei Aveda Nif L'Sham, anybody who found an Aveda goes there. Zeh Omeid HaMakriz, so the one who lost and found the item is Makriv, so maybe they don't take Simanim, and the claimant gives Simanim, Benotla. So, this is what we mentioned in the Gemara, Masechet Tanit mentions the whole incident, maybe you recall, with Choni HaMa'agel, where he prayed to Hashem that rain should come, and then like a few drops, came. Remember, Choni, he made a circle, he said, I'm not leaving the circle till you bring some rain to call Yisrael. And then, like a few cups of drops come. He says, "No, I didn't mean drops. I mean like a nice rain." And then a whole torrential downpour comes down. So they come to Choni Michael and says, "Listen, can you pray? We have too much rain now." He says, "I can't pray." He said, "So he says to them, he said, He says, Suru'im nimchet eben ha'toin. Means it's been effaced, it's been washed away. So Tosfos says over there, or I didn't look at the Tosfos today, but I saw Tosfos cited. Tosfos says over there that he meant to say that just like the water is never going to face the rock, so too I can't pray that the rain should stop. In other words, like you're asking me to pray that the rain should stop. So let me know, has the water, effaced this Evan HaToein? But the water's never going to efface the Evan HaToein, so I can never pray to stop the rain. But the way that the way the simple pshat that the way the Besipta translated was, see if the water has covered the Evan HaToein. But the idea is there was this stone, like what is that? They have that place in Hyde Park in London where the speaker, what was that called? There's this location where everybody wants to make a speech. They go into Hyde Park. Does anybody know in Zoomland what it's called? I think it's
It's
speaker something, whatever. Anyway, so
Speaker's Corner.
it's something like that. I don't know. So anyway, so here's lost and found in Yerushalayim. You go to the seven Toim or Ibn Toim, and you get what's lost. Okay, let's just review what we learned, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. Okay. So the first thing is we thought we had a raya that it must be from our Mishnah. That a person would make the hachraza that he found, like what type of item he found, because otherwise I need more time to go home to check all my property if I'm missing anything. But if you tell me, I found a pair of pants, I found a jacket, and I just look at my closet, I got all my pairs of pants, I got well, one jacket's missing. Let me hustle back from Shlaim, then that makes sense. But the Gemara says no, it could be that like the plumbing just put a stopgap, on what you're required to do. And then the Gemara says that when they would do the hachraza, he would say regel rishon, regel sheni, and the third regel he wouldn't say anything, so the person listener doesn't get confused. In other words, like he hears nothing, then he realizes, oh, this is it, like my time is up. And then we said that originally he used the hachraza in the regalim, but now the base mikvah's been destroyed, so you do hachraza in the bate knesset, the bate medrash, and then when the anasim came, the people who were confiscating the property, so they said you just tell the shenim locality where you found it. And the people you know about it. And then we said that there was an Evan HaToein or Evan HaToein in Yerushalayim. Everybody goes there, person lost it, person found it, and it's like a lost and found, and everybody makes a shit up there with the lost and found. Okay. Yeah, so Lechora, that would be on the regalim, I assume, is when you would do that. On the regalim, I assume you go there. That's No. In other words, like two are now well, on the regalim. That's where you would announce it. That's what I assume. Actually, if you look at the first Tosfos here, look on Mabez, Evan Toein, the Farish Birushalmi. So this is the Tosfos. The Farish Birushalmi, Shem Sha Evan Eino Yicholim Cho, Kachin Yicholim Palel Rov Tova. Just like you can't efface the stone. You can't pray. They talk to Poskim saying, let's say. That we're coming up to Pesach now, so on Pesach, we on Chol HaMoed we stop saying Tein Talamatar, we start saying the Tein Bracha. So they say that you should not announce Shul, stop saying Tein Talamatar. You should not announce that Shul. It's not appropriate to say like we're not praying for rain. Just tell people like privately. Now we're now beginning Tein Bracha. Okay, now time for questions, comments, or
Yes,
thoughts.
I got voice.
How many?
A1.
Okay.
These, you are
You're
worried about
letting me off for
this
easy.
or
Letting me off easy this time, Yosef.
regarding, you are worried about this or regarding that once they are in Jerusalem, they lost something. Why should we even think that the guy says, let me go back home to see if I lost something? Where? Who is talking about over there?
No. It doesn't mean that the item was found in Yerushalayim.
So where
In other
was
words, maybe the person's from Modi'in. He found something in
yes.
Modi'in, but he's going to come through Yerushalayim. Everybody's going to be in
Right.
Yerushalayim. Then he'll announce, I found either something or I found the shirt.
Right.
And the person who lost the shirt is going to come to that place also.
He goes back to Modena and he says
No,
he.
no, no. Again, in other words, let's say he knows he lost his wife lost the mink coat.
Right.
So the wife will go to Yerushalayim. She'll be by, or the send the husband to Yerushalayim with the siman for the coat. He's going to go to the Evan HaToim, and the person who found the mink coat is going to go to Evan HaToim.
Right.
He's going to say, I found a coat. And the person will say, I lost a coat. Well, give me the simanim for the coat. And then they have the shidduch. But maybe he doesn't know. So the last time, we're going to do this for three regalim. The last time, just to like close, dot all the I's, cross all the T's.
Oh,
We're
maybe he
going to
wants to
give
do
him
that.
enough time, even though we have three regalim. We give him another time, like last shot.
Right.
He goes home, he checks, and then come back if it's the thing. Okay, that's that question. Any other questions? Any other questions in Zoom land? Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. All right. All right,
I
let me
just
see if
think
that's coming from
of.
our. Here, 1 minute. One minute. All right. Now, he mentions here the Shulchan Aruch ruled that one who finds the lost object must make announcements about it in the synagogues and study halls. The Sefer Shomrim Tzvi B'Halacha, that's by Reb Brown. So that Sefer came out in the 1950s. It was very very cutting edge at that time, I think. Wonders whether nowadays it's necessary for someone who finds the lost object to spend money to get ads in newspapers to inform people that a lost object was found. Although it is likely that people will not read the newspaper and thus will not be informed that a lost object was found, nevertheless, that should not be of any significance. When announcements were made in the synagogues, it was also likely that people did not hear the announcement and nonetheless was considered authoritative, since the people who did hear the announcement will talk about it and the word will reach even those who were not in the synagogue. So, too, it should be obligatory to put an ad in the newspaper to inform others that a lost object was found. We should be able to rely upon the presumption that word will spread and the owner of the object will be able to recover his property. He finds support for this position, Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, who reports that in his time, the Chasam Sofer died in the 1830s, the newspaper was the vehicle that was used to announce the lost objects were found. So Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that although it was commendable for the finder to put in it, one of my Rebbeim was Rabbi Yaakov Bobrovsky. He said, when I was in high school, he studied in Mir and Kamenetz, and I remember he found it, he would look, they would have a lost and found section of the Times, and he'd look at those items, and he was always like curious about what people, lost. So he said that although it is commendable for the finder to put an ad in the newspaper to inform others that he found a lost object, nonetheless, it's not obligatory. He writes, it's sufficient to put up a notice in a public area like the synagogue, study halls, and by the elevator of populated buildings, and that is sufficient. Our Gemara relates that people would make announcements for finding lost objects in the base of Mikdash. Although these announcements were not necessarily heard by everyone, it could be assumed that people who lost objects would make an effort to be there. So too in our times, it is sufficient to put up notices in public areas, and it can be assumed that the owner of the lost object will make an effort to look for these notices. Then,
Remember,
what do you want to say, Aaron Moshe?
yes, I'm going to make a point. And remember years ago in the shul upstairs, the guys came in, they stole mink coats on Shabbos.
Yeah, I remember that. Who there was one woman, I don't want to say who. Somebody walked off with her very expensive mink coat on a Shabbos here. Yeah, it was a sad incident, but I don't think so. Now, all right. Now he has here in this sheet. He also talks about the same topic. He talks here. How many shuls do you have to make this hakraza in? Some hold you have to make the hakraza in all the shuls and all the batei medrash in the city, even the ones that are farther far away from where you found the chayfets. Even though you can presumably the one who lost it doesn't daven there. Just in time, just like in time of Chazal, the Ramakris at Kal Rav.
And value has anything to do
One second. Well, if there's a Chiv HaKhraza, then if it's over a Pruta, then that's what it clicks in. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, so he's talking about the city of New York. He says you don't have to be Makris in all the shuls in New York on for Metzia. Just the shuls that are in the district where you found the chefza. Now, then he talks about newspapers, and he talks about the Chasam Sofer, and then he mentions also Rabbi Yaakov Bloy in the Pidchei Choshen raised the point. Yeah, he wants to say. Yeah, 1 second. He says the person who finds it doesn't have to do the newspaper to pay money for it. He says unless like you anticipate that the owner will compensate you for it. So, but Rabbi Yaakov Bloy, he says, L'chor, you have to send the notice to all the newspapers because. How do you know which newspaper the lost person reads? But we said from Moshe that didn't require that. Then he quotes from the Sefer Pirkei Chosha, and he says that today many people who lose a chafza, they turn to the police in Israel that involve that, and frequently they're successful. And a person who gives to like lost and found of the police department, he's mekayim the mitzvah achraza that's mutelit on him. So you want to say in Israel you give it to the police department and they take care of it. But some said that that there's an obligation to verify that that all like police, you know, precincts or whatever, that they're actually returning the aveda to their owners, and whether it matches up with Din Torah and not their own evaluation. He says anyway. Then he quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Bloy. He adds that when there's a possibility to tell the Mishtarah that One second. Remember our agreement. He says, yeah, if he says if the police department's willing to match up the person, the claimant, with the finder, that's better to do it, and then the finder can, make the reconciliation with the simanim. Then he talks about the Sefer HaShavat Aveda Kilchata, number Rabbanim. He says that you're allowed to give an Aveda that you found in a bus or a taxi to this like lost and found of the Chevra, I don't know, of the transportation department, even if the people in that Chevra don't behave with the Aveda like all the Klali Halacha, because whoever enters like in the public transportation, he knows that that's what it's subject to, you know, that what you're getting into. Okay, what did you want to say?
I assume that those places like lost and found in the restaurant, let's say by Kotel, they will have to hold on to the item more than just 3 regalim and 7 days.
I don't know what they do. Okay, let's move on. We're running out of time. Okay, let's take back to the next Mishnah. Okay, so the third wide line on Kaf Chen Amud Beis. Okay, Manitin. Amar HaVeda V'lo Amar Simaneha. So we don't know exactly what this means in the Mishnah, but in some way the finder is announcing the Aveda. I didn't say right. Let me go back. Let me start from scratch. If the one who lost the item, Amar HaVeda V'lo Amar Simaneha. So a person comes forward and he identified the item that was lost, but he didn't give the simanim for it. Lo yitain lo, then the finder shouldn't give it to him. Baharamai, if the guy is known as a fraudster, he says af pi shamar simanim. Even if he gives the simanim, you shouldn't give it to him. Shneimar adrosh achichoto, that you hold on to the chefsa adrosh achichoto until your brother seeks it out. Ash adrosh achichim ramai hu imein or ramai, until you investigate. The Gemara is understand the pasuk, whether he's an honest person or not. Okay, so the Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar, Aveda Tamakris. Rav Yehuda says that the finder announces that he found an Aveda. He doesn't say what the Aveda was. Rav Nachman Amar, Glima Makris. Rav Nachman says, he announced, I found a garment. Rav Yehuda Amar, Aveda Tamakris. Rav Yehuda says, you just announced, I found something. The Amri Glima Makris, if you'll say that I found like a cloak, Hashin and the Ramai, I have to be Choshesh that this Ramai, that he'll, 1 second. So Rashi says on this, the first narrow line in Rashi upstairs, Hashin Ramai, Shema Shema Ha'oveid Mitone. In other words, like the fraudster, perhaps he heard the real owner of the object, Mitonein Bein Shechinav, like wailing among his neighbors, Talitin Nevda, I lost my palace, or whatever, my cloak. Zeyodea Simana, and he knows, like Reuven Simanim for that cloak. Ushishmat Motza Machri's Talit Matzati. Then he hears Shimon say, I found a talis. He says, Yakumi Tain Simanim. So he'll say, oh, here are the Simanim. He says, Hilkach Aveda Tamachris. Therefore, this has been, so if Shimon is the finder, he should just say, I found an Aveda. Vainon Tain Lev Lomar, Talizu Abadati, Vainu Simanim. So the fraudster doesn't think to say, it was a talis or things like that. That's to prevent the fraud. That's according to the first opinion. He says, Rav Nachman Amar, Glima Makris. Rav Nachman says, no, you say, I found a cloak. Ramai lo chayshinan. I'm not going to be worried about the fraudster the way we just said in Rashi. There's no limit what you can be concerned about. In other words, even if the person announces, I found an Aveda, it's still possible the fraudster could, in some way divine, that somebody lost an item and guessed that, was the talus and give it. So there's no limit to what you could be concerned with. These chashashot. So he says reasonable. So you say I found like this cloak, whatever, and then you give the simanim. Okay, Tanan. So now, so that's the machlok between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Amar HaAveda below Amar Simaneha, if the claimant mentioned the Aveda, but he didn't mention the Simanim, Yehavim, if we assume, like Rabbi Yehuda, that he just says, I found an Aveda, HaKamash, so the Tana of the Mishnah makes sense. He would be teaching me, Glima. In other words, so we're thinking like this, that if the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the finder says, I found an Aveda, and then let's say Reuven will be the finder. And then Shimon is the claimant. Shimon says it was my cloak, but then he says he lo amar simanim lo madrinle. The Tana would teach me, even though he identified the object, but he didn't give simanim, don't give it back to him. That would be then the Mishnah makes sense. Glima, but if you say the pshat is that I have to announce, oh, I found a jacket or something like that, amar iu glima. So what does the Mishnah mean? The finder says I found a jacket or a cloak. And then the person says, oh yeah, you found a cloak, but I don't have the siman. So don't give it back to me. That makes a lot of sense. So speak of Neymar, do you have to tell me, no mar siman, no adrenaline, you don't give it back? So that sounds like, yeah, we have a cloak and Amarayim. Do you say Aveda or do you say Glima? But it sounds like from the Mishnah, we think that it sounds like you say Aveda found it. So I'm Reb Safra, the Olam Glima Machis. No, Reb Safra says, I say the Pshat is in the Mishnah, even like Reb Nachman, that you announce that I found a jacket. So Amar Iu Glima, the Amar Iu Simanim means that Umay Lo Amar Simanel, it means like this, that the person who found it will say, I found a jacket. And the claimant will give Simanim, but he says, Umay Lo Amar Simanel. What does it mean he didn't say Simanim? Lomar Simanim Muvhakim Dida. Now it doesn't mean we said like Muvhak means expert Simanim. It doesn't mean like expert, but it means the Simanim he gave were so general as to not permit us to give it back. So Rashi says,
black and white.
you got it right. So he says, where's the Rashi? Yeah, but you get the real idea. Like in other words, it's just such a general description that it wouldn't be enough for us to give it back. So again, so the pshat would be, let me see again in the Mishnah. So, Amar HaAveda below Amar Simaneh. So in other words, so again, so it means that the finder, Amar HaAveda here is saying,
I found a jacket.
yeah, but
I
who's,
lost the
yeah,
jacket,
but
but he's
who's,
like,
no,
and he's
wait,
giving
wait,
some money, but
yeah,
he's giving
okay,
some.
all right, give me one second thing here, one second.
Saying you found a jacket,
One second,
I
one
lost a
second.
jacket, and it was color red. But you're not going to give it.
First, Amar is. One second. Only thing is that in this shot, though, in other words, when you say Amar and HaAveda, he says, who's saying the Aveda? Is that the claimant is saying it, Amar and HaAveda, Blomar Simonet? Okay. So he's saying it is a jacket, but he didn't give adequate simanim for it. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Yeah, but in the line in the Mishnah, Amar HaAveda below Amar Simanah, so it sounds like that's the claimant saying that. Okay, now let's see back on the Gemara. So this is 6 lines before it gets wide, and we got to pick up the pace a little bit. So if the person's a fraudster, a liar, then even if you give simanim, you don't give it to him. So Tanur Banan, but Rishona Kumisha Abdul Aveda, Siman Benotla. So initially, whoever lost an Aveda would give Siman for it and we give it to him. Misharabu Ramayim, but when the fraudsters, like the deceitful people, increased, Hikisha Omrim Lo, Save Abe Adim Ramaya at the toll. So the Chachamim established that, yeah, that the claimant has to bring the character witnesses to establish his bona fides. He says, Ki Hadavu de Rav Papa, like the father of Rav Papa. He lost a donkey and then they found it. So he came for Rabba Ravuna. I guess he gave simanim for it, but bring like character witnesses that you're an honest person and we're going to give you the donkey. So Azal Aiti Sade, so he brought witnesses. Amar Lahu, so then this is Rabba Bar Rabbuna said to the witnesses, Ida Itun Bay Dramayhu, do you know if he's a trickster, if he the father of Papa is like a liar? So Amru Lay in, yeah, we know he's a liar. Now they made a mistake. If you look at Rashi, this is above where we are, around the 10th narrow line in Rashi, 2015. Amru Lay in, his spoon shamar lahani the Ethan Bay the Lav Ramayu. They thought that he was asking, do you know that he's not a liar? And they said, yeah, like he's honest. But he said, you know that he's a liar? And they said, yeah. So he says, Amar Lahu, and he says, Ana Ramana? Are you saying that I'm a liar? Like, these are the witnesses that he brought. So Amrulay, Anan Lav Ramayat come in. We meant to say that you were not a Ramay. Now, once you have testimony in Bezdin, Kamen Shahikid Shubin Ochos Ramayat. You can't retract your testimony, and you're locked into it. You can't revise your testimony. So Amar Rabba Bar Abhuna, Yisabra Lamayti Inish Kovatalanapshe. Abhuna says, in this case, that was just an error that they were saying, because the person wouldn't bring Adam like to his detriment. So we would believe these witnesses. So Rashi says, Lomaiti inish kovalanafshe, beyond the Beitin, Batuach Yashlo Yidu Kovato. And even though, so it's not a case, the previous Rashi, he says, Mistabrish is Zaya Datam Chila, but ain't Kamisham Magin Kovazer Magin. In other words, that was what they initially meant to say. Okay. I only have I have no time, so I got to move on. I apologize. Okay, let me do this at the end of the Gemara, then we have a little time. I got to look here from Fern. Okay, did you want to ask anything? You're good. Okay, everybody good. Okay, now, but Ethan, call the Barsha Oseba Ochel. Yeah, Sebi Ochel. Now, let's say I find an animal. Let's say I find an ox or a cow. If it's something that could be, that the animal is a beast of burden that could do work, and its work will equal what I'm feeding it. In other words, I don't want to have a situation where the ox is worth $1,000 and I pay $2,000 in fees for the animal and the guy shows up. Right? It doesn't make sense. So how do I work this out? So what the Gemara says, if it's the type of animal that can work its food off, so he says, then yes, have yochal, then make it work and it'll pay for itself. But if it's not an animal that can, let's say it's a young cow, it's an eagle, or a young donkey that can't work, so he says, "Yimacher," then you're going to sell it. Shenemar v'ashev oto lo, return the chafsa to the one who lost it. Reyach tishivenu lo, find a way to give it back to him. In other words, like if it's going to cost, they said like more than a half. In other words, if the value of the animal is $1,000, and when the guy shows up, it's $750 for food, so that doesn't put him in such good shape. So I'm better off selling the animal and then give him the money. That makes much more sense. So he says, so. So what is the status of the money that I get from selling the animal? Rabbi Tarpum says the finder can use the money. In other words, we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to explain that the finder is like a shoel vis-a-vis the money. He can use the money, but as a shoel, he's chayav even onus the money. So he's absolutely liable to get that money back to the one who lost it. Rabbi Kiva Meir Lo Yishtamish Ben. Rabbi Kiva says he can't use it. It's going to come to Rabbi Kiva. He's like a Shomer Sachar because he gets, in other words, like with the, he got benefit because he's like Putzit the Rav Yosef. He didn't have to give Sacha to an Ani when he's taking care of the animal. So he's getting some benefit from having it. He says, L'pichatim Abdu Ein Chayabah for Yutan. So it means if it's lost, but it doesn't mean lost from anything. If it's onus, he's not Chayab for it. We'll see more in the Gemara tomorrow. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see. It's a different halacha. We'll see. So the Gemara says on the first halacha that if it can work its way around, so we keep it working and feeding itself. So the Gemara says, with all of them forever, as in perpetuity, you have to do this. So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel at Shnei Masar Chodesh. So Shmuel says that even if it's an animal, like a beast of burden, sure, I don't have to keep this animal. It's here going to have the animal. So up to 12 months, I'll keep it. Otherwise, it's going off. So I'm sold. Tani Nami Hachi. If it can work its way off like the cow or the donkey, on top of the Shnei Chodesh, I take care of the animals for 12 months. After that, I evaluate how much they're worth, sell it, and then that's it. And Rashi points out that the owner generally prefers to get his own animal back because his own animal is like trained and knows him. Let's look at the Rashi and that and sort of, oh, we don't have time, we got to go. So, agalimu siachim, on top of him, shlosha chadashim. If it's a calf or a young donkey, So just get involved in them with 3 months. Geese and roosters, 30 days. Okay, so we have 12 months, 3 months, and 30 days in the first brisa. So tarnagolet, a chicken that lays egg, is kibahima gasa. In other words, a chicken can pay it for itself because it lays the egg, so it's like a behima gasa, so it's like the shore, 12 months. So tani namihat, we learn a brisa that supports this, tarnagolet behima gasa, so the brisa is mafurash, that a tarnagolet, which is the chicken, and or the hen, and behima gasa is like the large, strong, four-legged animal, like the shore or the chamor. Now, here this brisa is a little bit different than what we said before. The previous brisa said that you get 3 months. Here it says only 30 days. You evaluate it and then sell it in their history. The previous brisa said that that I do 30 days. The effort involved with them is greater than what they're worth. 3 days. So Kasha Aglim Usyachim, Aglim Usyachim. We have a series between the brises. One brise says Aglim Usyachim is 3 months. One brise says 1 month. Abazim Tarnagolim, Abazim Tarnagolim. One brise says 30 days. Abazim Tarnagolim, the other says 3 days. So Aglim Usyachim, Aglim Usyachim, look Kasha. There's not, no contradiction between the Aglim Usyachim. Had the Reya, had the Pituma. In other words, if one brise is talking about where I just send it out to the pasture, it's like low maintenance Aglim Usyachim, I don't pay a lot for it in pastures. Then that'll give the 3 months. The other one is talking about where I have to stuff them with food and again pay more money for the food and more effort with it. That's only 30 days. That again with the geese and the roosters, one said 30 days, one said 3 days. So one is talking about the larger rooster, the larger goose. So Rashi says, "Ochlin harbe, hilchach shloshi yamim." No, kim de bescharim. So if they eat a lot, the way Rashi is learning, they eat a lot, so it's 3 days. They don't eat so much, then they get 30 days. But there's another shot that's just the other way around. B'sheino osepa ochel. If it can't earn its way, so tan rabbanan vashevotolo reach tishibetolo. You have to see what circumstances give it back to the true owner. So yachil egel la'agalim. In other words, I should if I found an egel, a calf, I shouldn't feed the calf its value in food. If the calf is worth $1,000, I shouldn't give it $1,000 in food. And the guy shows up, you know, here's your egel, but you owe me $1,000. He says, "Basiach l'siach," and I shouldn't give like the value in food for the young donkey for the donkeys. Abazala abazin, the goose for the goose, the geese, and tarnagol the tarnagol, and rooster for the rooster. Okay, that's gonna be we're too late. So presumably, like forever. One second.